this talk of recession makes me, you know, wonder about the alternatives. You know, should I be invested here or there? Everywhere? It always makes people wonder. Tom Colson's quite familiar with that. He's the owner of Liberty Coin Service. They're in Michigan, the largest coin service in Michigan, but they also deal in gold and silver and platinum and other precious metals. And they're available to talk to you anywhere in the country, of course. Tom, good to see you again.
Good morning, Steve. Good to see you.
Obviously, we've talked about inflation for the last few weeks. These are critical questions to work through. But now, if some of these predictions are right, that we could be heading back into a recession. And you know, I don't know what to make of these predictions. Some of them come true, some of them don't. If you look like a genius, if you get it right, and if you don't get it right, nobody remembers. So, I mean, what's the harm of doing that, making the prediction that is? What do you think, though? I mean, every time there is bad economic water, people turn to people like you to say, hey, I'd like some gold, some silver, right? What are you seeing right now?
I'm seeing the same thing. I'm seeing still a lot of demand, and gold and silver both flying off the shelves right now. It's getting a little bit harder for me to restock at this point, too. Both metals have been strong over the last week, which is interesting to see. It's finally starting to pick up after a little bit of a lull over the last month and month and a half.
What do you mean it's hard for you to restock? I mean, the supply is tight?
Yeah, I mean, Saturday we sold out virtually every piece of gold we had in stock, and we've got more on order, but it's starting to get to the point where things are getting a little bit trickier to get.
And does that mean the price is going up, the value is going up? What's happening with gold and silver when you look at the markets?
I think that portends a increase in the price of both metals. So I think we've got that coming forward.
All right. Well, we'll keep an eye on all of that. Of course, I guess your advice then, if people want these sorts of things, what would you tell them?
I would say buy now and buy regularly. Try to get it when you can, and try to do it on a consistent basis. That way, you know, you get it at different prices so that you're averaging in, and you're also getting a supply when it's available.
There you go. All right, so we've got some, if you guys are new to the program or haven't paid attention to this particular segment, if you have something in your drawer, coins, currency of any sort, actually, because Tom knows a lot about old paper currency, too. He can help you out, kind of guide you along and find out what the values are. You can go to coins at stevegruber.com, send some pictures, send a note, send some questions. It's all there for you. It's all there for you. So I want to start with a 2013 miscut, misaligned dollar bill, right? It's cut wrong. I don't know how often errors occur and how often this stuff ends up out in the world, but it's miscut. It's been folded, been around the block a couple of times, but it's not straight, this bill we're showing people. Does that mean anything? Does that make any difference?
In this instance, not so much. That particular bill, I would say, is still worth a dollar. If you're looking at stuff that's errors or misprints, the general rule is you want something that really grabs you, jumps out, and is really noticeable, even to somebody that wouldn't be a collector in the field. If that note, for example, had part of the next note on it, so it was so far off center in that case, then that would be something that would be worth something.
Right. All right. So in this particular case, I mean, do they ever, like, I know sometimes coins get hit twice, you know, and they'll have a mistake. Has that ever happened with, I would assume that happens with printed currency?
There are some very spectacular bills that have errors. A lot of times it has to do with they print them in layers, so sometimes one of the ink layers might be missing, or sometimes maybe the ink was too heavy and you get smudges and smears and things like that, or a lot of times, too, you get issues where the paper might be folded when it was struck, and then you've got a void in the middle of the bill.
Right.
And all those are very significant errors.
All right. So the next item of interest is an 1856 quarter. They call it a quarter dollar on the back. It's a little bit different. Might call this a seated Liberty quarter. I'm not sure what this is actually referred to. What do you call it?
You're absolutely correct, Steve. That's the correct terminology for it. It looks like a very nice coin. You actually can see some mint luster on it. There are very little wear, so it was put away early on, circulated maybe only a couple of years. Unfortunately, there's a little bit of graffiti and that gouge on the backside of the coin And that limits the value of it a little bit. Without those things, that would be about a $200 retail coin. With those, that's probably more like $25 or $50.
That's too bad. It's disappointing. Let's move on to a penny. Now, these pennies are bigger than a quarter, or about the same size anyhow. This one's from 1814. And the thing about I like about these is like American history in a way. I mean, I'm looking at American history, and I wonder whose pocket this was in, you know, 100 years ago or 150 years ago. But anyhow, tell me about this. It's a large cent. What about it?
Yep, that's called a large cent from 1814 there, very early on in the mint's tenure. It's very well worn, but it's actually pretty presentable. A lot of those were made on very soft copper, and they were damaged very easily. That particular coin, although worn, probably retails for $100, $125.
Very nice.
Scratches on it, but very, very nice coin.
That's nice. The next one is a nickel, I believe, with a flying eagle on the front. And it's different. It's from 1857. What do you make of this?
That's actually a cent. But you're not wrong. When those first came out, they were called nickels because the nickel didn't exist at that point, and it had a nickel alloy in it.
Gotcha.
Those were very short-lived. They only made them for circulation for 2 years, plus they made a few presentation pieces in 1856. That one also very nice condition, not a lot of wear on it. I can't quite tell on the back. It looks like there may be either a scrape or some damage there, or it may just be a stain. And that particular coin retails for maybe $75 if that's not damaged there. If that is damaged, that takes the value down to maybe $25 retail.
Fair enough. From rags to riches, Tom Coulson, Liberty Coin Service. Don't forget to send your pictures, questions, comments, coins at stevegruber.com, coins at stevegruber.com. Tom, always an education, my friend. Thank you so much. The last one, a 3-cent piece, I'll have to wait till next week. But thank you.
All right. Well, thank you.
There you have it. Liberty Coin Service, Tom Coulson. We'll be right back.